In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. So there's a wonderful slogan in the Salvation Army. Life is about a journey toward God, toward home, toward heaven. If we're not focused on that, life is just one long, bumpy ride to nowhere. Today we join a journey of three kings, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar. It was not a trip to nowhere. It was a trip to God. The church calls this journey the Epiphany, or the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. For these kings were Gentiles. The word Epiphany means appearing. The Eastern Church calls it Theophany. Theophany is when God appears in some form, whether through a storm, an angel, a star, as in the case of the Magi. Of course, they meet the highest form of theophany or epiphany in a manger, the Christ child, God in the flesh. In summary, our gospel tells us of three kings from the east who saw a star. They had a copy of the Old Testament, dating back to a time when Israelite captives were taken prisoners in the country called Babylon. Because God's word never goes away, many Babylonians, Gentiles, became believers in Yahweh God. They read in their scriptures that the coming of the Messiah would be marked by the appearance of a star. And they saw it. They left everything. They followed that star. Along the way, however, they came to Jerusalem. The king of Israel, Herod, heard that Messiah had come. They were looking for him. Herod said he was too. However, he wanted to kill him, believing that this newborn king would claim his throne. So he conspired to trick the kings. He told them to come and tell him when they found the Messiah. He falsely told them, "I will come and worship him." He lied. The king saw through the trickery. They pressed on, following the light of the star. The kings found the Christ child. They entered the child's modest dwelling. It was a stable, anything but a king's palace. The kings of the east looked past the straw and the animals. The text of scripture says that they saw Mary and the child. These are the only two people mentioned besides the Magi. And when they saw the blessed of all women holding her child, they knew. They bowed, they worshiped, and they offered three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That night, God came by way of Epiphany to them in a dream. The Lord told them not to go to Jerusalem. Instead, they were to return by another way, perhaps more circuitous route, to the land of the Gentiles from whence they had come. Presumably, they knew to whom much was shown, Epiphany, would show much to others. Epiphany of the second kind. We learn several things from the Magi's journey. First, the Magi were looking for God. So must we. God will find us, but we are to look for him. James, in his epistle, in the fourth chapter, says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." The Magi used their studies and knowledge of the stars and of the Holy Scriptures to seek the Lord. So must we. May this be a year where we look for God. We will not find God apart from the knowledge of his word. The Magi didn't. The word of God pointed them to a star. The word of God will point the way for all of us, if we'll look. But we must look and search hard for God. If we do, he will draw near, I guarantee you. The whole life given to us by God is for this one singular purpose. to make our way toward God, so that when we take our last breath, we're closer to Him than when we began. Second, the life of looking for God is not without conflict. T.S. Eliot once wrote of the Magi, "A hard coming they had of it." In their journey to find God, they met Satan in the form of a wicked king. He used deception and lies, just as he always does. He tried to trick them. He'll do no less with you if you start looking for God. Third, as John Paul II says in his classic work, Theology of the Body, you have to learn how to receive the love of God when you find Him. The model for how to love God is in this story. It is Mary. Notice that the text mentions Mary with Jesus. John Paul II says in his Theology of the Body that the way of receiving God's love is in the Marian structure, the Marian posture. The female body is the perfect picture of reception. And so Mary gives us the model of how to receive the love of God. How did Mary receive Him? She took Him unto herself, gave of herself, and released Him into the world. The Magi modeled Marian reception. They received the Christ child as their king by way of offering gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Based on Isaiah the prophet and other corroborating scenes in the courts of ancient Eastern kings, the Magi followed really standard protocols in bringing these kinds of gifts. The gold represents Christ's kingship, frankincense, a sweet-smelling resin used in worship, His priesthood, and myrrh, an ointment used in burial, which prophetically foreshadows His death. Yet the myrrh was for embalming, and embalming was a practice based on the belief that a person would be resurrected, particularly perfected by the Egyptians. And so there was a belief that this king would die, but he would be resurrected. Saint Irenaeus wrote that the gifts of the Magi were given to Christ for His offices associated with redemption, prophet, priest, and king. Finally, when we look for God in this journey of life and we find Him, we are to take Him to others who are looking for Him. We're not the only ones looking for God. There are people waiting for us to give and pass on the epiphany. After the giving of their gifts, the Magi went out into the world to show as they had been shown. Epiphany, therefore, has two sides to it: to be shown and to show. People only find Christ through others who have Christ. Everyone sitting here today had someone in his or her life who loved you enough to tell you about the Christ child. The process must continue. God is no longer in a manger. He is in the bread, the wine, and the lives of those who partake of the Christ child. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."